This is Mind Food Radio, smart thinking.
Well, now on Mind Food Radio, we're about to talk to a man by the name of Maurice Richard Hennessy. He spent his childhood years in Cognac, believe it or not, and he is a direct descendant, eighth generation of the prestigious family that came to France from Ireland in 1765. And with us on the line today, I'd like to welcome aboard Maurice Richard Hennessy at our Mind Food pop-up bar.
Thank you, sir.
Tell me about your family.
My family is of Irish extraction, like many Australians. My ancestor, Richard Hennessy, moved from Ireland to France in the middle of the 18th century. And after a stint in the Irish Brigade of the King Louis XV, started a firm in the town of Cognac, selling Cognac. And I'm very lucky, being a Hennessy, to be also involved in selling the cognac all over the world.
What advice do you have for young people today? I mean, you're heading a brand, a very famous brand. What advice do you give to people who are looking to create a brand or create something that's a legacy?
I don't know. It has to be a quality product which moves with its time without changing too much of its appearance. Hennessy Cognac is the same than Hennessy Cognac, which was supplied to the customers, consumers at the end of the 18th century. Now, outside of wines, etc., I don't see anything which would not change. However, there's a lot of ideas. After all, some people have invented product which will have probably a long life, like, Yahoo or the computers or Mac or whatever.
Exactly.
I mean, all of that.
The world is a changing place, and the refinement of your grandfather is a very different time, isn't it?
Yes. Time of my grandfather, and you mean my ancestor, Richard Hennessy, you had wonderful things at the court of Versailles, but at the same time, you had horrible massacres and pests. I'm not jealous of people living in the 18th century, although it's a very civilized century in France, it created some wonderful things too. But there was a lot of unhappiness too.
With your father was a scientist who worked with the European Council for Nuclear Research, and you obviously went down some form of research arm yourself, becoming an agronomical engineer. Can you tell me, what advice did your dad give to you growing up?
My father told me that I should not work in the cognac business. I was not at all a businessman, and that I should be to be a farmer was a very, very good idea for me. That's why I studied farming. But I very quickly discovered that it was not just being a businessman in the cognac business. There was a lot of other things you could do, and one is what I'm doing today. And I love doing it. However, I'm farming because I'm lucky enough to own a vineyard, etc.
So what have you learned about yourself in your lifetime of working as a farmer and then also working for your brand, the cognac brand? What have you learned about yourself?
Being a grower is a new thing for me. It's about 15 years. So I'm discovering what it is every day, because vineyards are systematically mean when we need a lot of wine and very over-generous when we don't.
You know, cognac, when you drink it, what is the best way to have it?
I don't know. There were so many ways. I think that the easy way is to have it with sherry water or Pellegrino and ice, especially for the VSOP, although you can have it neat. But you have some wonderful cocktails. You have some great mixologists, as they are called now, in many bars in Sydney, and I'm sure in other cities of Australia.
Yes.
But you can discover yourself. We have a website full of wonderful recipes. But you can also have it neat. That's, a lot of people prefer cognac on its own, and especially the older qualities, small glass at room temperature, and enjoy them slowly in moderation.
Maurice Richard Hennessy, I'd like to thank you very much for joining us today on the Mind Food Pop-Up Bar. I wish I was having a cognac with you now, but I can't because I'm on the radio. Thank you for sharing your wonderful story today. It's very, very inspiring.
Thank you very much.
Mind Food Magazine and Mind Food Radio. Together, smart thinking.